Texas businesses would be protected from lawsuits if they refused to impose vaccine mandates on their employees and contractors. Congratulations, you've made it to Friday. It's March 10th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
A little later, we'll talk about a half dozen lawmakers who've introduced various measures classifying drag shows as sexually oriented businesses. But first up, with the clock ticking on Texas's legislative session, a statewide alliance of public education advocates are working with parents to promote family-focused reforms in the state's troubled government schools. The alliance is called Texas Education 911. The group's priorities fall into four categories: putting parents and families first, protecting children, providing effective enforcement, and getting back to basics in education. The group paints a dire picture of life inside Texas public schools, saying children are not safe physically, emotionally, spiritually, or mentally. One hot-button issue that's not on the group's radar is school choice. According to the group's coordinator, some of their people support various school choice policies while others oppose them. But whatever happens on that issue, they all believe Texas public schools and public school parents need help. And our next story highlights just that. A 41-year-old special ed teacher and soccer coach named Bryant Shepherd from New Braunfels High School was arrested this week. He'd been observed having inappropriate contact with a female student while on campus. Shepherd's worked at the school since 2017 as a special education math teacher, an inclusion teacher, and an assistant girls soccer coach. The New Braunfels Independent School District reported the incident to local police on March 1st, and Shepherd was removed from his position the next day. A warrant for Shepherd's arrest was executed by the U.S. Marshals Service Lone Star Fugitive Task Force earlier this week in San Antonio. Erotic performances in the presence of minors would be banned under legislation filed this week by Republican State Representative Brian Slayton of Roy City. His proposal is only the latest effort in this legislative session to address the flood of highly sexualized performances targeting children. Under Slayton's proposal, sexually oriented businesses would be prohibited from allowing a child to enter its premises or allowing an erotic performance to take place in front of a minor. Legal action could be brought by either the local district attorney or the Texas Attorney General. Businesses could face $10,000 fines and the loss of their various operating licenses. Other lawmakers are taking jabs at the problem in different ways. That includes House members Nate Schatzline of Fort Worth, Jared Patterson of Frisco, and Matt Shaheen of Plano. Over in the Senate, Brian Hughes of Mineola has also tried to tackle the issue. Among other things, each of the proposals would classify drag shows as sexually oriented businesses. It should be noted that not a single Democrat has filed legislation on the issue, and House Speaker Dade Phelan has been noticeably silent. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
After years of pandemic orders, legislation has been filed that would protect businesses from having to enforce vaccine mandates. Angleton Republican Cody Vassut told the House Judiciary and Civil Prudence Committee that businesses are placed in a difficult position between wanting to respect employees and contractors' medical freedom and fearing lawsuits. Vassut said his legislation, which is House Bill 609, would protect businesses that don't want to mandate vaccines from lawsuits regarding disease exposure claims. The measure is earning high praise from various advocacy groups, including Texans for Vaccine Choice. There are 79 days left in this legislative session, which ends on May 29th. You can get the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Emily Wilkerson, and Aaron Anderson. Before we close out, please join me in offering joyful prayers and best wishes to Texas Scorecard's Katie Drollinger and Luke Marshall. They're getting married this weekend. This edition of the Texas Minute was produced by Walker York in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.